will not return unto me void. Amen. So if I go into secular store and the only time of the year they play something about joy to the world, I'm going, it's going forth this year. Amen. Hallelujah. So this is a beautiful day, an awesome day. And again, I just thank everybody that was responsible for what we have in this sanctuary as far as decorations. It's just, you know, it just they're beautiful, and it's a lot of work. But I just pray God's blessing on every one of them. Amen. Don't you all? It's an awesome thing. I want to read this morning. You who can stand, if you'll stand with me as we read in the Word of God this morning. I'm reading out of Isaiah chapter 9. It's just what I was thinking about this morning. Because this is once where I was. I once walked in darkness. But I saw a great light. Amen. When you come to Jesus Christ, you accept that great light. So I'm going to start reading, and I'm going to read out of the Message Bible. Isaiah chapter 9, beginning with verse 2. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For those who lived in a land of deep shadows, light, sunburst of light. You repopulated the nation. You expanded its joy. Oh, they're so glad in your presence. Are you glad in the presence of the Lord this morning? I was in darkness, but I am in light. Amen. That's the message of Jesus Christ. I'm going to read again. Oh, they're so glad in your presence. Festival joy. The joy of a great celebration. Sharing rich gifts and warm greetings. Man, that sounds like a church meeting, doesn't it? The abuse of oppressors and the cruelty of tyrants, all their whips and catagales or curses, it's gone. Did you know that? The oppression is gone. Done away with, a deliverance as surprising and sudden as Gideon's old victory over Midian. The boots of all those invading troops, along with their shirts, soaked with innocent blood, will be piled in a heap and burned, a fire that will burn for days. Why? For a child has been born for us. The gift of a son for us. He'll take over the running of the world. His names will be Amazing Counselor, Strong God, Eternal Father, Prince of Wholeness. His ruling authority will grow, and there'll be no limits to the wholeness he brings. Hey, if you're lacking anything this morning, it's not because Jesus wants you to lack anything. Let me read that again. It says, His ruling authority will grow, and there'll be no limits to the wholeness He brings. He'll rule from the historic David throne over that promised kingdom. He'll put the kingdom on a firm footing and keep it going. With fair dealing and right living, beginning now and lasting always, the zeal of the army of the angel armies, of the God of the angel armies, we'll do all of this. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad He's on the throne. Amen. I'm glad He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I'm part of that kingdom because I've accepted Jesus Christ. Amen. seems like the Holy Spirit's targets in my life. And that last course there, it says, He rules the world with truth and condemnation. No. What does He rule it with? Grace. Aren't you glad that you got up this morning and you're not going to be held accountable for yesterday? You got up this morning, it's a brand, His mercy is new every day. We're in His grace, the truth of His Word. Glory to God. He rules the world that way. That's why it goes on to say, wonders of His love. Because there's never been a love like that. Amen? Let's just lift our hands as we praise and we honor His name this morning. Hallelujah. Father God, we come into Your presence to honor Your name and to worship You today. Joy to the world because You have come and You have redeemed us, Father God. No more is sin ruling and reigning in our life. The curse has been broken by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we praise You that we're ruling and reigning under Your truth and under Your grace. And everybody said amen. Amen. Come on, church. As we worship Him this morning.
Come on, praise.
Children sing a song of liberation. The God of our salvation set us free. Death, where is thy sting? The curse of sin is broken. The empty tomb stands open. Come and sing. Alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, praise and glory to man. Worthy is the one who is on top of the grave.
it's running time this morning. It's time to praise Him for who He is. Amen.
Come on, praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. We worship you.
We believe in God the Father. We believe in Christ the Son.
Amen.
We believe in the Holy Spirit. We are the church and we stand as one. We believe in the Holy Bible.
We believe in the Holy Bible.
We believe in the Virgin Birth.
We believe in the resurrection.
We believe in the resurrection.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's just looking somebody for somebody to believe. Amen. That's all we have to do, church. It's just believe. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We stand and lift up our hands. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He. And together we sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is glory, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory.
We stand and lift up our hands.
Hallelujah. Let's sing that part there just without the music. Start the Holy Holies again, son.
Say, Holy, Holy is the Lord Almighty. Holy, Holy. Holy, Holy is the Lord Almighty. Holy, Holy. Holy, Holy is the Lord Almighty. Holy, Holy. Holy, Holy is the Lord Almighty. Holy, Holy.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you.
Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy is the Lord God Almighty. We praise you. Lift him up, church. Magnify him today. Glorify his name. The whole earth is filled with the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not under the tyranny of the devil any longer. He took us out of the kingdom of darkness, and he placed us into the kingdom of light.
Thank you, Lord.
And the whole earth is filled with his glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the angels appeared to the shepherds, and they were on the hillside, and all of a sudden the sky was filled with angels, and they were magnifying and singing, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill to men. That's who he is, church. Glory to God in the highest. Oh, we praise you, Father God. We worship the living God. We worship the only God. We praise you. And I tell you what, if you don't know him today, I pray that during this service, you'll begin to sing out and praise him and thank him, and that he wants you to become part of him. Amen. If you're here in this church this morning, or if you're listening, just remember that he's standing right there just waiting for you to say, Lord, I believe. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated for a minute. Don't lose the presence of the Lord in your mind. You know, the Lord can be walking right along by you if you're in the wrong state of mind. You never know it. You've got to seek him. You know, that's one thing. Unless you really, really in a situation, the Lord's probably not going to walk up behind you and slap you in the back of the head. He may use circumstances to try to get your attention. But one of the things that you can be sure of, when you start seeking him, he said, you'll seek me and you'll find me when you search for me with all your heart. Now that means, you can put it like this. You can come to me, you can ask of me, and you'll find me when I'm the center of your attention. When I am the one that's most important to you. And you know, sometimes we just say, hello, Lord, in passing. We need to make him the focus of our attention. Because you don't ever know when you're going to need him more than just as a casual friend. You wave at. Hallelujah. We've got some prayer requests here that we're going to be praying for. We've got Dimple Buck needs healing. Etta Mae Wheat had a stroke. Needs prayer. Jake Hadley for wisdom. Carla Turner needs a healing. Robert Turner needs salvation. Brenda Thrasher needs a healing. Christy Bennett, healing. She's had 3 surgeries in 1 week. Need to pray for the Richard Durham family. Some of you might not know who I'm talking about, but he's with CMA, president of the Christian Motorcycle Association in this area. Lived in Taylor County, and married a young lady. If y'all were here the time he visited the church, he married a young lady that I baptized in a little creek up in Casey County back in 1974. And hadn't seen her for years, and then he comes to church, and then here about 2 weeks ago, Tim, about 2 weeks ago, he had a severe heart attack and never recovered from it. And gone on to be with the Lord, but let's remember his family in prayer. Edith Harmon needs healing. Victoria Gross, pneumonia, back in the hospital. Valerie Dunbar is going to have surgery. Jack Stump's dad, he's not able to stay by himself any longer. They're moving him to Campbellsville to live with Jack and Sherry, and they're in the process of doing that now. So pray for him, because it'll be an adjustment for him and them. And so keep them in your prayers. I'd like for us to pray for L.C. Relaford. He's an uncle of mine that's in Elizabethtown in the hospital in very serious condition. Anybody else have a prayer request? Bonnie. Vivian. Okay. Mary Curry is having surgery. Cancer.
A friend of your dad's, did you say? Right. Jack is on his way home. Amen. Let's praise God. Amen. Is this three times he's been over there? Three or four? Something like that, isn't it? Four times? And, you know, God has protected him and brought him home. And we just praise God for it. So we want to pray for Jack. And then, was this a friend of Jack's? Did you say, Brianna? I couldn't hear you. Your teacher's dad.
Teacher's dad.
Okay.
Darlene. Raven Franklin.
Yes. She was here last Sunday, wasn't she?
Valerie. Okay, now his brother, surgery Tuesday. Hello, Gail. Trip to Illinois. Micaiah. Okay, praise God for that. Katie's dad. Okay.
Amen.
Vanasha, get rid of her cough.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you stand with me as we go with God in prayer? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We magnify your holy name. We come before you, Lord God, because you told us we could. We come before you because you said, enter boldly into the throne room, that you might come before the throne of grace and find time to help. When you have a need, we thank you, Lord God, that you gave us that opportunity. Thank you, Lord God, that as we come before you and make our request known unto you, that you said if we pray according to your will, you hear us. Amen. And we know, Lord, when we pray according to your word, we're praying according to your will. And Lord God, I just thank you that we have that opportunity and we have that promise from you. That we are a blessed people, Lord God, because of all that you have done for us. That you, Lord God, have given us exceeding great and precious promises. You said that through these promises we could rise above the corruption of this world. And so, Lord God, as we take hold of those promises, we take hold of the promise that says, you forgive all of our iniquities and you heal all of our diseases. We hold on to that promise that says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. We hold on to that promise that says, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. We hold on to your word that's truth. And the word of God that says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. We hold on to your word that says, and with God nothing is impossible. That all things are possible to him who believes. And so, Lord God, we come before you this morning as believers, making our requests known for these individuals, some of them with needs for healing, some of them with needs for direction and protection, some of them with needs for salvation. But all of them, Lord God, fall within the scope of the exceeding great and precious promises. For Dimple and Adam A. and Jake and Carla and Robert and Brenda and Christy and Richard's family and Edith Harmon and Victoria and Valerie, and Jack's dad, L.C. Relaford, for Mary and Brianna's teacher's dad and Raven and Valerie's brother, Jennifer and her children, and Monica and Kate's dad and Panasha and Lane and Gail's sister. And Lord God, we don't have to beg. We just have to believe. And we believe. We thank you, Lord God, that we have a God that cares. And that we're in a kingdom where there is no want and no lack. We have a God that supplies all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. But Lord God, we live in another nation here on this earth. It's called the United States of America. And Lord God, it's sick. It's not hopeless. It's not dead. It's sick. And it needs a touch of your divine healing. And Lord God, I don't know what it's going to take to get the attention of the people that are in charge. But I know, Lord God, it doesn't take disaster. But Lord God, it seems like sometimes bad things are the only thing that gets people's attention. Lord God, let there be a miraculous good that opens up the eyes of the people who are leading this nation. But Lord God, we know that your word's going to come to pass, but we also know that in the end, we win. That in the end, the rider on the white horse of the armies of heaven is going to come and going to settle this thing once and for all. And that's where our hope is. But in the meantime, thank you, Lord God, for watching after your children, all those that call upon your name. And there will be those, Lord God, that will die because they're your children. But I thank you, Lord God, that you're with them and that they'll receive a martyr's honor. But help us, Lord God, that are not facing possibility of death. We're just facing the possibility of somebody saying something bad about us and it shuts us up. But help us, Lord God, to remember who we are and what we are and what we're all about. And by your Spirit, Lord God, we'll take a stand. And we'll follow you. We'll ride with you. No turning back. No turning back. We're in this for the long haul. We're in this for eternity. Thank you, Lord God, for the strength of your Spirit in us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. We're going to worship one more song this morning as we serve this living God that we just worship you this morning. Hallelujah.
And lift my voice to honor you and worship you. Every hour of every day, I will bow my heart to pray and worship you.
Hallelujah. Oh, we worship and praise you this morning. The ever-living God, Almighty. Hallelujah. We praise you, Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And everybody said amen. 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 Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you, praise and worship team. I just want to remind the everybody that will admit that they're 65 and up, the twilight years, about a special time Tuesday night that we want to have just to begin to bring together and to honor our elder people and to respect them, you know, and to sit and listen to them. You all have got some things that you can tell us if we'll just listen to you. Of course, you know, I'm not quite there yet, but I get to be there. Jerry's not quite there yet. He's got about 6 more months, but he'll be there too, hopefully. Hallelujah. But we want you to come, bring a dish, and we're going to fellowship, and God's going to bless. Hallelujah. Children's church, you may be dismissed. Nursery. All right, and you need to make sure you get your angel trees delivered in the morning at Trinity United Methodist Church between 8 and 12, I believe. All right, Pastor.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I remember when I was a boy growing up on the farm. My dad was a good farmer, but my dad wasn't a